Contagion in the Shadow, Inside Richard Preston's The Hot Zone. What lessons can modern society learn from the events described in the Hot Zone? How do these lessons apply to current global health crises? The Hot Zone, or written by Richard Preston, details the origins and outbreak of the Ebola virus and Marburg virus, presenting a gripping narrative that interweaves science, medicine, and the human experience. There are several key lessons from the events described in the book that are applicable to modern society, especially in the context of current global health crises such as the COVID-19 pandemic. 1. Importance of rapid response. Lessons, quick identification and containment of outbreak are crucial to prevent wide spread transmission. Application, in the face of emerging infectious disease, swift action, including quarantine, contact tracing, and vaccination effort, can significantly reduce the spread of disease. The COVID-19 pandemic underscored how delay in response can lead to catastrophic consequences globally. 2. Understanding and respecting zoonotic disease. Lessons, many deadly virus originate in animal and can jump to human. Understanding this zoonotic transmission is vital. Application, modern society must enhance surveillance of animal population and ecosystem to prevent zoonotic spillover. Initiatives that focus on one health connecting human, animal, and environmental health are crucial in mitigating future outbreaks. 3. Investment in public health infrastructure. Lessons, strong public health system are essential for managing outbreak effectively. Application, government and international organization should invest heavily in public health infrastructure, including healthcare accessibility, training for healthcare workers, and technological support, to better prepare for an expected health crisis. 4. Public education and communication. Lessons, clear and transparent communication is vital to ensure public compliance and trust during health crisis. Application, misinformation can spread a quickly a disease. Effective risk communication strategy, which include educating the public on hygiene, preventive measures, and the significance of vaccination, can foster an informed society ready to cooperate during health emergency. 5. Global collaboration. Lessons, health crises are not limited by borders, international cooperation is critical. Application, global health initiative and partnerships, such as the World Health Organization, are essential for sharing data, resources, and best practices. Collaborative efforts are crucial in managing pandemic, as seen with vaccine development and distribution during COVID-19. 6. Ethic in research and treatment. Lessons, ethical consideration in research, treatment distribution, and public health policy play a significant role in crisis management. Application, ethical framework must guide response to health crisis, ensuring that vulnerable populations are prioritized and that intervention are equitable. In the context of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, issues such as access discrepancy highlighted the importance of an ethical approach. 7. Preparing for future outbreak. Lessons, anticipating potential crises and preparing for them can save lives. Application, government entity and health organization should develop comprehensive pandemic preparedness plan, involving simulation, stockpiling of supply, and development of rapid response protocol based on past experience. In conclusion, the lesson drawn from the Hot Zone are relevant reminder of the complexity and challenge of managing infectious disease. Modern society need to aid these lessons, implementing proactive measures not only to address current global health crisis but also to safeguard against future outbreak. How does the Hot Zone create a sense of urgency and fear about emerging disease? Do you think this is effective or overly sensationalized? The Hot Zone by Richard Preston effectively creates a sense of urgency and fear about emerging disease, particularly through ETS vivid and gripping narrative style. The book recounts the real-life emergence of the Ebola virus, using detailed description of the virus's transmission, deadly effect, and the potential for outbreak. Here are some ways to achieve this. 1. Dramatic storytelling, Preston uses a narrative approach that read like a thriller, with high-stakes situation and close calls that keep readers on the edge of their seat. This storytelling technique emphasizes the unpredictable and often frightening nature of viral outbreak. 2. Real-life example, by focusing on actual events and case studies, such as the outbreak in Africa and the near crisis at a research facility in the United States, Preston grounds the story in reality. This use of true stories contributes to a heightened sense of urgency and fear, as readers recognize that these are not mere fictional scenarios. 3. De Teled Scientific Explanation, The Book Incorporate Scientific Information About Virus, How They Spread, Enter Biological Effect on Human. 10. Blanc of Science and Narrative en Anse Readers Understanding and Foster Fear About the Potential for Emerging Disease to Wreak Havoc. 4. Theme of Containment and Control, Preston Discusses the Challenge Faced by Scientists and Health Officials in Containing Outbreak, Emphasizing the Fragility of Public Health System. 10. Theme Extends Anxiety, It Suggests that Despite Advancement in Medicine, There Are Still Vulnerability. 5. Evocative Description, The Author's Graphic and Often Harrowing Description of Symptoms and the Impact of the Disease on Victims Creates a Visceral Response in Readers, Making the Danger Feel Immediate and Real. Regarding whether this is effective or overly sensationalized, opinion may vary. Some readers might argue that the intensity of the narrative is crucial in raising awareness about the seriousness of emerging disease, underscoring the need for vigilance and preparedness. This perspective values the book's ability to spark conversation around public health risk. On the other hand, critics might contend that the sensationalized element can lead to heightened fear and anxiety without sufficient understanding of the broader context or mitigative measure in place. There is a risk that such narrative could contribute to public panic or misunderstanding about the actual risk of emerging disease. Overall, the effectiveness of the hot zone may depend on the reader's perspective. It serves a compelling cautionary tale that highlights the importance of public health. To bit may benefit from a more balanced approach that combine urgency with reassurance about the advance in disease control and prevention. If a new outbreak similar to those described in the book occurred today, how do you think the world would respond differently compared to the time period covered in the book? If a new outbreak similar to those described in the book were to occur today, the world would likely respond differently in several key ways due to advancement in technology, communication, and public health infrastructure. 1. Improved communication, today, information travel instantly through social media, news outlets, and other digital platforms. This rapid dissemination of information would likely lead to quicker awareness of the outbreak, which could facilitate faster response from government and health organizations. 2. Advanced medical technology, the technology for diagnosing and treating infectious diseases has advanced significantly. The availability of rapid testing and innovative treatment, along with the capacity for genomic sequencing, means that outbreaks can potentially be managed more effectively than in the past. 3. Global collaboration. In today's interconnected world, global health organizations like the WHO and CDC typically coordinate more effectively across borders. There would likely be a quicker mobilization of global resources, expertise, and funding to combat the outbreak. 4. Public preparedness. Following recent pandemic like COVID-19, many countries have developed and refined their pandemic preparedness plan. This includes stockpiling essential supplies, clear communication strategy, and contingency plan to respond to health crises. 5. Vaccination development. The quick development and deployment of vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrated what is possible in terms of vaccine technology and public health strategy. A modern outbreak might see a swift pivot to vaccine research and development, utilizing mRNA technology and other innovative approaches. 6. Data sharing. En ancette data analytics and real-time tracking system would facilitate better monitoring of disease spread, allowing for targeted intervention and resources where they are needed most. 7. Public health messaging. There would likely be more structured public health campaign to educate community on preventing the spread of disease, utilizing lessons learned from preview outbreak to build trust and encourage compliance with health directive. 8. Focus on mental health. Recognizing the mental health impact of pandemic, contemporary response would likely include provision for mental health support alongside physical health measures. In summary, a modern outbreak would likely see a more coordinated, rapid, and technologically informed response compared to the historical context of the book, benefiting from the lessons learned in recent global health crises.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.